T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I am going to go right to decibel 9.
Decibel 9.
I'm going to tell you why, Rhea, because what I witnessed last night, as somebody who's been a Sixers fan for over 60 years, I was a Sixers fan long before I moved to this city. What I saw last night is one of the most outrageous, disgusting shows of heartlessness by one specific player. Mm-hmm. And frankly, a team that wasn't nearly as good as it needed to be either. I am outraged at the Sixers, and primarily I'm outraged at Ben Simmons, and we're going after him right from the jump today. Here to help us is the Bull Terrier from Philadelphia Sports Talk, John Johnson, in studio today. Hi, John.
Good morning.
You have covered the Sixers all year. You have seen a lot. What a final chapter last night, John. Just give me your gut right now before we go after the man who serves as point guard on this team.
That was a vile, shameful performance by the starting point guard of your Philadelphia 76ers. And I don't think he's worthy of being called a point guard anymore because he really doesn't play any position because he's not good at basketball.
Because he does not have intestinal fortitude, a.k.a. balls. Mm. All right? Mm. Balls. I'm saying it, Rhea. Now, I just want to get right to this. Because at the end of the game, I need to speak to many, many fans today. Especially those. I actually looked up yesterday how much it costs to get tickets for that game.
Okay.
If you want to get on the lower level where you could really feel the vibe, the minimum it would cost you was $600. Mm. To get into building 220, $600 to get in the lower level. $600. You paid a fortune, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of that game, as the team was going off, you let them know how you feel about losing three home games to an inferior team on your home court. Listen to the fans at the end.
Just an agonizing delay here to get to the finish line. That debris coming on the floor, they'll just put it in bounds. The clock's going to tick. And Atlanta, your Hawks are headed back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 6 years. Nate McMillan and the Atlanta Hawks win Game 7 on the road in Philadelphia.
And what you saw, let's dial it back to 3:30 to go in the game. All right, the Sixers are down 2. And that in itself is improbable.
Yes.
All right, because the Sixers are down 2 points on their home court to a team whose star player, Trae Young,
can't hit a shot,
is having a horrible game, right? Now, he's
correct.
Dishing it okay, but he can't shoot it, and they don't have any other options. They don't have anybody like that kid.
Trae Young is everything to the Hawks.
1-for-12 to start the game, right, John?
That's correct.
1-for-12. He stinks in the game, and you're still trailing with 3:30 to go. But you're the more seasoned team. You got more experience. You have all these top picks in drafts because you tanked for 4 years. You got the number one pick in the draft, Ben Simmons, who gets open underneath the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Al, dunk it. It's a tie. You got a three-minute basketball game.
It was automatic.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Cleared out for him. Backing his way in. Spins on Gallinari. Gives it up. Oh, it was right there. And a foul as Thibault goes to the basket. Boy, Simmons, uncontested, had a layup, but he leaves it for Thibault, who makes something out of it and is headed to the line.
Well, but that's when you know that
the game is in your head. That's a dunk for Ben Simmons right there.
All right, now, there's so much to digest on this single play. There is video out of Joel Embiid watching it from the top of the key.
Mm-hmm.
John, could you describe what his reaction is as he witnesses his teammate be unwilling to dunk a basketball, keeping in mind, as it developed, seven-game series, five of the seven games, Ben did not take a shot in the fourth quarter. But how many times you get a dunk? Describe Embiid's reaction in that moment.
Embiid has been very good this series at holding back how he feels when witnessing something physically, holding back how he's feeling about how Ben Simmons is playing. And in that moment, when Ben Simmons passed up a sure dunk to give it to Matisse Thybulle, Embiid put his hands up in the air and then leaned over in exhaustion in disbelief at what he saw.
And then they did have an exchange.
Yes.
And it was very clear here. You were showing this to me, but that basically Joel was saying, when the hell are you going to shoot?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Well, is it four against five?
Is it too much to ask for you to contribute something?
You're making $170 million. Can you take a dunk when it's under the basket? You are that afraid. What, they're going to foul you when you got to go to the line? You're still going to get the two. You're going to be ahead if you hit the free throw. You can't take that shot. Dear Al, you know this as well as anybody. There are defining moments in an athlete's career. That is the defining moment of Ben Simmons' career, and it needs to be his final moment. He does not. He cannot return to this city after he gutted out on that moment. That is one of the most contemptible, outrageous, gutless moments in the history of Philadelphia sports. I've been here long enough to say that.
Hmm.
Furthermore, you want to hear his comment after. Ooh. Because this, John, you watch these games at a different level than we do. You see everything. Let me ask you, listen to what he said on describing passing up the dunk and tell me if it's acceptable.
Nah, I just assumed Gallo was coming over my back, and then Collins moved out. And so I thought he just had a wide open dunk.
He thought Gallinari was coming up his back.
I am stupefied at that response.
He went right by Gallinari.
He went right by Gallinari. He had an open dunk.
He was out of the...
No.
There wasn't any time. All he had to do was dunk.
There is no excuse for not dunking that ball. There's a reason the entire arena erupted in boos.
Oh, it was inconceivable. And then making it even worse is Joel Embiid himself. You got to hear this. Mm-hmm. Al, this is... an amazing moment after the game. So Embiid is there. We already know he feels because we saw the video.
Yeah.
He wants to strangle a guy. So he's trying to figure out a way to be honest with the answer. He wants to tell you that the turning point was 3:30 to go down to.
Yeah.
But how do you say it without totally rolling under the bus a teammate? Listen to how he did it. It still got through. Listen.
Man, I'll be honest. I thought the turning point was, when I don't know how to say it, but I thought the turning point was just, we had an open shot and, we missed, we made one free throw and we missed the other, and then they came down and scored, we didn't get a good possession.
That was it. Al, he's saying that moment was the moment.
Well, yeah, it was the moment.
The guy didn't take the shot.
Turned into that layup down the other side, then the turnover and the three.
The level of self-control Joel Embiid just showed there is incredible.
But the truth is, he won't show the same self-control when he talks to the people that run the organization.
Absolutely.
And if he is who I think he is, he will say to them, do not put that guy back on the court with me next season.
How could you not say that?
Furthermore, let me say this.
He hasn't been on the court this whole series.
I understand that, Rhea. But I need you to know that the Sixers need to know at 6:08, the morning after they got eliminated in a series they should have easily won, the city will not accept that man back on the court ever as a member of our team. You understand that? That does not reflect this city in any way. And I'm not the only one thinking that, Al. Let me go to a couple of commentators.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. Smith, just to remind you, Stephen A., not too long ago, acknowledged to the public that he had had a private conversation with Doc Rivers.
Right.
And he said to Doc Rivers, you will never win a championship with that man as your point guard. Mm-hmm. He told him this, yeah. All right? So after he saw what he saw last night, from ESPN, Stephen A. Smith.
Ben Simmons, an atrocity on the offensive side of the ball. 34.2% free throw shooting for the series. It's the worst by any player in NBA NBA postseason history.
All right, but then he went on. He didn't want to be any doubt what he thinks should happen to Ben. Listen.
The bottom line is Joel Embiid is the real deal, but Ben Simmons, I'm sorry, I hate to say this because he's an ultra talent. He's a jump shot away from being LeBron James as far as I'm concerned, but he has no shot, no confidence whatsoever. He's only great on offense when he's going downhill. You got to trade him. You got to trade Ben Simmons. It's really, really that simple. Him and Joel Embiid, that experiment is over. We've seen enough. Ben Simmons has to be moved.
Thank you, Stephen. And just so you know, Al, Charles Barkley, who is a Sixer for life, he wasn't thrilled with Ben either. Here's Charles.
It doesn't matter. We sit here. We're basketball guys. We know basketball. You can't have a guy on the court who's afraid to shoot the basketball.
And finally, the master, Jim Lynham. Al, Jim Lynham is a measured analyst. At yes. NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a scrum.
No hot takes. No.
But every once in a while, Al,
yeah.
He's Coach Lynham, and he was after the game last night.
Ben, there's no other way of saying it. That ball must be dunked.
Wow. That's our take. I want to allow tons of time for the fans today. You get whatever you need to say, get it off your chest. This is therapeutic. 215-592-9494. Sixers are out in seven to a team that was the fifth seed, a team that the Sixers had beaten the last two times of the regular season, Al, by a combined total of 66 points. And they got beat in seven games.
You know, the Hawks didn't win the series.
On a night when Trae Young was not hitting his shots.
No, he was
the
struggling.
Hawks didn't win the series.
They did not win this series.
The Sixers lost this series. The Hawks are an inferior team. They are a good team. They are far from great. The Sixers lost this series, and Ben Simmons was a huge reason why.
Now, Doc gets some. There's plenty of other guys we'll get in the course of the morning, but we're going to focus mostly on Ben because it isn't just that he let this city down, but that he did it because he has no heart. Simple as that, has no heart. Eleanor kicks us off this morning. Hi, Eleanor.
Good morning.
How do you feel about Ben right now, Eleanor?
Well, give me a minute, okay?
Please, go right ahead.
All right. Ben might as well had gotten a hot dog and a cold drink, climbed under the bus, and had a snack. And I will tell you why. Because we learned everything we need to know in kindergarten. And every kindergarten kid knows the fable of the tortoise and the hare. Ben is the hare. He was taking a nap under the bush while all those little tortoises that are not as tall as him, as strong as him, as athletic as him, all his talents, they don't have them. But what they have is the get up and go to keep getting up and going. And they've trained and they've learned and they've improved. And most of all, they kept coming all the way till 0.00 on the clock.
Eleanor, you want him back next year?
Absolutely not. Well, listen, I told Tahir this morning, I am so hyper. This guy was selfish when he came into the league, and Al said it in his show this morning. He's still selfish because that is a perfect word for what we've seen in this series.
Eleanor, wonderful start to the show. Matt's up next. Hi, Matt. Matt?
It's so laughable, you cry. Like, you ever laugh so hard you cry?
Yeah.
This is so laughable, you want to cry. what could Doc have done differently?
All right. Well, I have John Johnson here. What could he have done
differently? Different rotation.
Really, now, Matt, I Ben Simmons deserves so much of this blame, but Doc Rivers may have coached the worst series I have ever seen. He was horrendous last night. Brett Brown would have coached circles around Doc Rivers yesterday. Yep. His rotations were horrendous. Guys, he had never played together before. He didn't do anything coming out of timeouts. All he did was sit there and rah-rah with pom-poms. He didn't draw up a single play to help his team and avoid giving the ball to Ben Simmons. Shame
hold on, Doc Rivers.
Hold on.
Like Al said in the crossover, I listened to it. It's a power play. How do you draw up a play when you're down 5-4 on offense all the time?
Yeah, because of Simmons. Simmons put the – and I think he coached bad just because he substituted like Holy, like the whole thing. But you can't take – Curry's getting lit, but you can't take him off the –
floor. No, you can't because he's the only one hitting a shot.
Curry was murdering on the other end. 5-4 on offense, and you can't draw up a play with four offensive players against five defensive players.
Well, you take him off the court then because
– Absolutely.
Because he never played at all.
No, you're exactly right. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Do you understand, Matt, if Ben Simmons had gotten injured before the series, the Sixers would be moving to the next round?
Yes, yeah.
Do you understand
Absolutely.
That? There's no doubt in your mind. The reason they didn't go was not Atlanta. It was Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Ben cost them moving on to the next round.
What did I text you before the game yesterday? I said, Doc Rivers cannot play him tonight. No. He's got to start Maxey. I said that to you, and you said he won't.
He won't because he always does
Maxey
the same
after game
thing.
Five,
yeah,
though.
You're
right, Matt. Matt, I hear your anger. I understand what you're saying. No, all things emanate from Ben. The strategies emanate from Ben.
Sure.
If you get a guy that will not be a part of your offense, is just looking to get rid of the ball, that really does hamstring the way you call plays or do anything, right? And when he's the point guard, what are you going to do now?
What's the point?
Yeah. What's the point of him being a point guard? Joe's up from Bethlehem. Hi, Joe.
Angelo.
Talk to me.
Any more disgusted than I am right now?
Let me hear it.
First of all, if Ben Simmons ever puts on a Sixers uniform, I will burn everything I own of the Sixers. He needs to be gone.
Second of all,
if Doc Rivers is back, I'm done.
Wow.
He hasn't done anything different than Brett Brown did. He was supposed to be the savior. He was supposed to be the Joe Girardi of the basketball team. You know, we've got and I know Embiid played hurt, but you know what? You're a 7'7", 300-pound fan. Do not shoot a three-pointer. Drive to the lane.
But he can't. But the problem is he can't because it's also because of Simmons.
Yeah.
He can't.
You were forced to have a center play point guard.
Simmons was handing the ball off to him when they crossed mid-court.
That was in his performance like that, and I agree, but it's because of Simmons. It's why he has to be there. It's unbelievable.
He's played like this for the last four games.
You're right.
Let me
go back to the thing you said that I found most compelling. You simply cannot root for this team if Ben's still on it. Is that what you're telling me, Joe? That's it.
Absolutely not. He has no heart. He has no testicular fortitude. What does he bring to the team? He was supposed to be the defensive player of the year, supposedly. They gave up 40 points within the other game. He ain't stopping anybody. He gets the stupid foul, and he won't shoot the ball. They might as well have me in there.
I'm hearing you, Joe, and I'm feeling the pain you're feeling. I don't think this will help, but I have another cut from Ben now, where after the game, he tried to explain the current situation. Here he is.
I am who I am. It is what it is.
I am who I am.
The hell is that?
And it is what it is.
Get
what?
Him the hell out of what? Here.
That had
My
that,
goodness.
That didn't help at all, yeah?
No.
I didn't even hear that cut.
Can Joe play one more time?
Rhea doesn't believe that actually was sad. It was sad after the game, and here it is.
I am who I am. It is what it is.
Oh, hell no. No.
Uh-oh.
Ange, when you say something like that, what goes through your mind? Like, that makes you say, you know what? This is what I'm going, how I'm going to respond to said question.
Are they still doing the Zoom conferences?
Like, what do you mean? Yes. There's nobody actually physically in front of them.
Like there, I would probably attempt to choke him. But
well, choking is something he's familiar with.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I thought he could relate to it. Steve's up from Egg Harbor. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, what he said in his the first clip he played of Ben Simmons, I thought this guy was going to come over my back. That's the first mistake the guy's making, first of all. You know, basketball is...
Steve? Steve
is... behind the guy who's reacting. And that's just the name of the game. That's what I've always taught my kids. Number two, Ben Simmons is a flat-out coward, okay? The man is afraid of the big game. He's afraid of the big moment. He's never responded to it. I wanted him traded after the Toronto series when everybody was talking about, oh, he made Kawhi Leonard work so hard, even though Kawhi Leonard scored 35, 36 points a game.
Thank you. The man
is not a generational talent. He's not even a great basketball player. He's average at best, if you ask me. Because in the end of the game, at the end of any game that's close, he is a liability. And I think John Johnson should, you know, be saying that more. The guy is a coward. And that's what pisses me off more than anything. I mean, you know, I thought we really had a good chance of winning it this year, but you know what? As long as we have that man on the team, we don't have any chance at all. It's been said time and time again. And I'm just sick and tired of repeating the same thing over and over again. The guy's not big time. He's not clutch. And when he said to one other interview, he said, the players on this team know who I am and know what I bring to the table. What Ben Simmons brings to the table is exiting in the second round. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 215-592-9494. I hope you sense what we're doing today and the rhythm of how we're doing it, because you're going to be a huge part of today's show. And the more you speak, the further we get in sending a message to the Sixers about Ben Simmons and about what we just witnessed. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time coming up at 621.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.